This is Kaylee Chella reporting with today's top stories.
A wildfire that roared with little warning into a Northern California city claimed two lives as thousands of people scrambled to escape before the walls of flames descended from forested hills onto their neighborhoods, leaving at least 500 structures destroyed in its wake, officials said Friday. Residents who gathered their belongings in haste described a chaotic and congested getaway as the embers blew up to a mile ahead of flames and the fire leapt across the wide Sacramento River and torched subdivisions in Redding, a city of 92,000 about 100 miles south of the Oregon border. The blaze leveled at least 500 structures and was threatening nearly 5,000 more Friday. Entire neighborhoods have been left smoldering and 37,000 people were under evacuation orders. The Los Angeles Times reported that Redding Police Chief Roger Moore was among those who lost their homes. The flames moved so fast that firefighters working in oven-like temperatures and bone-dry conditions had to drop efforts to battle the blaze at one point to help people escape. The fire, which created at least two flaming tornadoes that toppled trees, shook firefighting equipment, and busted truck windows, took, quote, down everything in its path. That's according to Scott McLean, a spokesman for CAL FIRE, the state agency responsible for fighting wildfires. Fire officials warned that the blaze would probably burn deeper into urban areas before there was any hope of containing it, though it either changed direction or was stopped before it could burn into the core of the city. Lightning and even a lawnmower have sparked devastating fires in the forests that ring the peaks and lakes of Redding. The blaze that broke out Monday was caused by a mechanical issue involving a vehicle. A federal judge commended the Trump administration for reunifying families in its custody with their children after being separated at the U.S.-Mexico border, while faulting it for leaving hundreds of families still apart and warning that a better system must be in place. U.S. District Judge Dana Sabra said the government gets great credit after reunifying more than 1,800 children 5 and over with parents or sponsors by Thursday's court-imposed deadline. He pointed out that many of the families were reunited while in custody, then turned his attention to the 431 children whose parents have been deported. The judge said, quote, "The government is at fault for losing several hundred parents in the process, and that's where we go next." Sabra ordered the government and the American Civil Liberties Union, which represents the parents, to submit written updates every Thursday on still separated families. The order signaled slightly looser oversight than Sabra imposed last month with frequent hearings to make sure his deadline was met. In late June, the judge gave the government 14 days to reunify children under 5 and 30 days to reunite children 5 and older with their families.
Michael Avenatti, the attorney for porn actress Stormy Daniels, said Thursday that he now represents three additional women who he says had relationships with President Trump and were paid hush money before the 2016 presidential election. Avenatti disclosed the information at a community forum in West Hollywood, California, but he would not provide additional information. When asked if he had evidence that the women had relationships with Trump, Avenatti said simply, yes. He said he was, quote, not at liberty to share the evidence because he didn't have permission from his clients to disclose specifics. But Avenatti said the women who contacted him months ago were, quote, paid hush money prior to the 2016 election. He called on Trump and his former longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, to come forward and disclose information about the women and their supposed relationships with Trump. Avenatti said, quote, they should release the information to the American people now, enough with the games. Adding, quote, last time I checked, they weren't just handing out checks to anyone, whether they had a relationship or not. Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, has said she had sex with Trump in 2006 when he was married, but Trump has denied it. Days before the 2016 presidential election, she was paid $130,000 to stay silent in a deal handled by Cohen. She's currently suing to invalidate the nondisclosure agreement.
That's all the news for you for this evening. This has been a report by Kaylee Chella. I will check back in with you tomorrow morning.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.